Then some other duties and roles of the transport officer includes: even small vehicle fleets will not run without someone in charge. So these type of role he has to take care that even the small vehicles, there should be someone from the company assigned to take care of that. Then important management task, which includes coordinating the vehicle schedules. So they have to make a daily, weekly and fortnightly vehicle schedule. So they should assign equal duties to all the transport assistant. No vehicle should be idle in that particular time frame. Then ordering, supplying and managing spare parts. So if any particular spare parts is a highly needed one, then he has to plan and you have to order in time so that the work should flow in a smooth way. Then preparing and observing preventive maintenance schedule. So as I told you earlier, that he has to make an action plan for the preventive maintenance schedule. Maybe it is weekly, maybe it is fortnightly, maybe it is monthly. Then compiling these fleets running statistics. What is their statistics? What is their monthly maintaining cost? How much fuel they are consuming? What is the per liter output for that particular car? Then the responsibility for fulfilling these requirements depends on the fleet size, and all of these tasks may be performed by the transport officer if the fleet is small. So again, what these type of roles are the common roles. It varies company to company, it varies fleet size to fleet size. Suppose the fleet size is very small, then he need not have to do all these things. If fleet size is too big, then he have to keep a proper record so that his responsibilities are more. Then coming to the next part, there is another important person in this all this cycle, that is the vehicle operator. So vehicle operator are the key people responsible for the effective, safe and economic operation of the vehicle. In normal day-to-day terminology, we call this as a person. Common name to use is driver. But in a sophisticated manner in this operation cycle, we call that person as a vehicle operator, who is in charge of that vehicle, who is directly controlling that vehicle on the duty. So VOs refer to both professional drivers and the drivers who use vehicles to carry out official duties. So it includes the professional drivers also and the temporary ad hoc drivers also who are using these vehicles. Then vehicles users are the people who are transported to carry out their duties. So these are the vehicle users, not necessarily they are the drivers. So as suggested by the above, vehicle users may also be vehicle operators, in which case they must meet all VO requirements as well as those requirements relating to their official duty. Regardless of their primary duties, all VO require a valid license and must be properly trained to safely use and care for all the forms of transport they will be required to operate. So they have to follow certain legal documentation like a valid license, their health checkup should be done periodically, etc. So what are the responsibilities of the VO, that is vehicle operator? First is the he has to take care of that vehicle like his child. So vehicle is the utmost responsibility of any VO. Then health and safety, he has to take care of his health and safety. He has to take care of his eyes. He has to take care of his food habits. Then vehicle checks. He should be responsible, or he should assist the management, that is the seniors, like the transport officer, for periodic vehicle checks. He has to remind, if transport officer has forgot any particular vehicle check, it is VO's responsibility to inform him about the particular vehicle checks. Then right activities and behavior. His behavior should be very decent as per following the company policies and guidelines set by the HR division. The duties of transport officers above the VO. So what is the transport officer's duty in connection with the VOs are: right driver for the right vehicle. So he should assign a right driver for a particular right vehicle. So particular person is only good in driving the large vehicles, then he should assign that particular driver to large vehicles only. A particular person is familiar to handle the crane or heavy duty type of equipment, then he should assign that person only for that type of job. Plan a duty roster charts on a weekly or fortnightly basis. So this is very important, so that one person, all the work should be equally distributed over all VOs. Anyone should not feel a burden. Plan duty schedules without stretching a tiresome or lengthy route. So they should have emphasized a particular schedule, that each VO should not work more than 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours, etc. So they should have maximum limit of working also, because it is seen, because just to get a extra overtime and all that, there are some vehicle drivers like VO, they work for 14 hours, 15 hours, and what is the effect of that? They get their overtime for their extra duty, but in turn they are very much stressed out. In this case, the accident levels increases, so they should avoid, they should set up the maximum duty hours also. Allocate weekly off as per the convenience of the organization. So assigning the weekly off, they should consider both the organization goal as well as the VO's personal objectives. Daily toolbox meeting to communicate any issues. So they should have a daily quick meetings, corner meetings. Then training and retraining, monitoring of employee satisfaction levels. So administration department, with help of the general manager or transport official, should train and monitor the employee satisfaction of that VO periodically. Then what is the use of vehicle logbook? So logbooks are nothing but all vehicle operators must receive through training on the importance of the logbook and how to complete them. So it keeps a record, daily record of that VO. Logbook nothing but is a kind of register. A program's ability to effectively manage, transport and calculate key performance indicators depends largely on the information in the logbook. Then during each reporting period, those people who are responsible for analyzing data from the logbook should alert VOs to any needed correction or improvements and praise good work. So the senior officer should monitor this logbook. This logbook is just for the formality. He has to take action. If he realizes any corrections are required based on the logbook, he should communicate the same to that respective VO. Or if based on the logbook data, if he realizes some exceptional performance, then he should praise that particular staff so that he will get motivated to do better work of this type. So though logbooks can be designed in a different ways, they should generally be user friendly and strong enough to withstand the physical conditions in which the vehicle is being used. Avoid poor quality of paper, small columns, large books and carbon paper. So these are the some guidelines for preparing the logbooks. The minimum information required in a logbook, which includes the vehicle registration and identification number, filled in at the top of each page. So every vehicle has different registration number, and nowadays they have the VIN number also, that is vehicle identification number, that is written on the inside the bonnet, on the engine or on the chassis. So a date for all the entries. So they have to mention the date when the entry is, particular entry is made in that logbook. The odometer reading at the start and end of each trip. What is the kilometer? So that if any VO or any user is making a unauthorized use of the vehicle, that can be tracked easily. Trip details, that for example a point to point description of the journey including departure and destination point, a drop-off and delivery points, and delays and other major incidents, including their cause, location and duration. So let's say if the particular VO is taking a particular truck from Mumbai to Pune, the normal journey hours is 4 hours. But suppose one day, if we reach to the destination in 8 hours, so he has to mention what is the exact cause of delay. If it was due to the traffic, he has to mention the exact region at what point he has faced the traffic delays, or he has some issues with the operational issues like tire puncture and all that. He has to produce necessary bills of the services he has utilized on the way. So all these details should be recorded in a logbook. So this is the chart that is called as a period moment plan. So here you have to mention the period, year. So it is period prepared mostly week wise, where you have to mention the date, and it goes for all 7 days, because most plant they run 24/7 basis, or at least they run on the different shifts on all days. So you have to mention the particular information in this format. Again, you should note that mostly, as I told you, IT has entered in a lot of departments, lot of processes in the operational setup. But mostly nowadays, yes, most of the companies are moving towards the paperless format, but this operation, this type of moment plan is being recorded at a lower level. So still in many companies, this is done by the manually. They have to fill manually with the pen and pencil, whatever. Then this is about the vehicle planning. What are the main steps for the vehicle planning? So here they have to mention the vehicle registration deadlines, their maintenance information, and what are the different issues along with the registration number. So different vehicle will have different these type of pages. Then this is the 7-day transport schedule. So first column is the vehicle registration, then the 7 days, and various vehicle booking. So per one particular VO or driver, on a particular day, if it is changing his vehicle, he can record in this type of format with different vehicle registration names, etc. So now coming to the SOP. So SOP is nothing but the standard operating procedures of the particular division. So in our this case, our transport department. So an SOP is simply a document that states how specific activity should be carried out. So all SOPs should be kept in a file wherever vehicles are located and made accessible to all staff members. So SOPs is just not for the formality purpose. It should be used daily by the actual staff. So below is a list of the specific types of SOPs. So certain SOPs are related for production department, certain SOPs are related only for the HR department, certain SOPs are related to the finance department, account department, etc. So use and loans, that is statements regarding personal use of official vehicles and official use of personal vehicles, loaning a vehicle to another department or organization. Sometimes depending on the production capacity, let's say the production output of a particular plant is seasonal. So during 1 year, 3 months, because of the shortage of raw material, they are not utilizing their 50 trucks. So in this scenario, that particular idle 50 truck, that operation unit can give it to a third party, or they can move that 50 trucks temporarily to their different production house or inside their system concern for making use of that. So they have to mention all these things in the SOP. Then issuing vehicles, what is the fueling options, what is the safety conditions, that means what are the regulations there to follow in terms of safety. If any plant is having a vehicle, or they have the policy to wear the safety shoes while driving, so that any safety like issue should not happen, whether they are using any cranes or anything, they should wear helmets. Then transport of the passengers, what are the SOPs for the transport of the passengers, whether they are eligible for that. Then they have to maintain a logbook. Then what are the parking options, and they have to park in a proper premises only. Then what are the vehicle identification issues? They have to maintain the record. Then what are the different checklists? Purchase decisions, there should be mentioned in SOP that who is the authority to sanction these purchase decisions, whether it is general manager operations, whether it is accounts manager, or whether it is department head. Then maintenance of the equipment. First and most important is plan preventive maintenance is required. That means the maintenance should be prior than the any problem comes, not after coming that problem. So that is why it is called preventive maintenance. Then daily checks has to be done for four-wheel vehicles. A type A service, that this type of check is called type A, that is every 10,000 kilometer the type A check has to be performed. Then second check, that is called for four-wheel vehicles, that is called type B, that is after every 20,000 kilometers. Then they have to do regular servicing of a particular vehicle. Then what about the spare parts? So the objectives of the spare parts is ensure availability. What is the availability of the particular spare part, whether that is available within the premises of 50 to 100 kilometers or where they have to order in advance. So determine the requirements. Define source of supply. What is the source of supply? Whether they have to order from the particular vendor or the outside vendor. Finalize ordering option. And anticipate needs. So operations transport manager, in consultation with VO, they should anticipate the spare part need, so that it will help the accounts department as well as general manager in the budgeting. Then unique features in the spares management. So what are the unique features in the spares management? Some erratic demand for the spares. So sometimes some spare parts are, we cannot predict in advance that this type of spare part is needed. So that is why some spare parts are known for the erratic demand of the spare parts. Then long lead time. Then disproportionately high cost. So in this case, if any emergency spare part has to order, then it should be involved very high cost in this. So spares are available in plenty. Some of the spare parts, they are always available in plenty, no shortage at all. When not needed and when are not available when directly needed. So sometimes what is the source of that spare part? When there is a direct requirement, whether we want to involve third party vendor in the purchase of the spare part, that all the details can vary process to process. Then effective management of spare part involves, these are the guidelines, listing and codifying spares. So each small spare part, there should be a proper valid coding system. So if tomorrow if any problem happens to a particular spare part, we can find out the history of that spare part. Then standardizing of the spare part. There should be a standard process for the particular spare part. Then analyzing the spare part. Then establishing sources of for supply. So you should not rely only one source for the supplier of the spare part. You should have list of suppliers and their delivery time also you should mention. Plus you should have record how, what are the payment procedures, whether they are okay for the check system or whether it is a credit system they are following. Then determining the requirements. Then forming stocking policies. If you want to store a particular spare part in advance before, so this will come in the preventive maintenance, that also you have to develop a policy and you have to record that policy in the subtopic of spares management in the particular SOP of that organization unit. So this is all about this preventive maintenance in this transport management. So thank you.